Welcome to my ritual for the lost home. This is a ritual for those who have lost their homelands. There are many reasons why people have to leave their home. They flee wars, persecution, violence, hunger, poverty, droughts and floods, and countless other miseries. And sometimes even they leave their home voluntarily, but they still miss it. The loss of home can be the source of great grief. It can even feel like you have lost a very dear and loved person. Missing your home can make you feel ill. You feel homesick. And sometimes this sense of longing doesn't even stop when you're actually at home. The traditional Japanese poet Basho wrote a wonderful haiku about this feeling. He writes, "Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoo's cry, I long for Kyoto." So, this ritual is for you. For you who miss your home, for you who have lost your home, who maybe had to leave your home, who maybe can't go back right now. In this ritual, we want to grieve for this loss, and we want to honor the place that home has in our hearts. And to begin our ritual, I want to share a poem with you. It is a very personal poem, because when I was 8 years old, my family left our home country. And yes, I was still very young, but I missed my homeland so much. And I always cried when we had been back during a vacation and when we went back to the new country again. So I know about this grief, and so this poem is a very personal one, but maybe you can relate to it. And it is called Poem for the Lost Home. It is only the pebbles crunching under my feet. It is only my soul wrapped in dust. I carry it over the playground surrounded by chestnut trees. I carry it to the old apartment where most things are broken. I shake off the dust and I start to immerse myself into the wonderland of broken things. They tell the most fascinating stories. I eat the stew filled with yesterday's leftovers, and it's delicious. "Why do you cry?" my mother says, when rattling wheels take me away. "You are home with us." But I know she's wrong. This is the place where my family lives, not home. I think of its sandy plains, where the scarce bushes are plagued by the winds. I think of Meda, the woman with the pipe. She dances on the fields, lets her hair fly. When I see her smoke rise, I know I am home. And it's only smoke, but it's home. And it's only sand, but it's home. And it's only wind, but it's home. Meda, pipe woman, carry me home. Carry me home, carry me home, carry me home, carry me, Mira, carry me, carry me home, carry me, goddess, carry me. Goddess, carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me home. Goddess, carry me, Carry me, carry me, carry me home, goddess, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me home, carry me, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me home, goddess, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me home, goddess, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me. Carry me, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me home, goddess, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me home, goddess, carry me. Carry me home. So, I would like to take you on a journey now. On a journey back to your lost home. Look wherever you are, wherever you sit, there is a huge eagle approaching you. It sits down in front of you and it nods at you as if it were saying, step onto my back. And so you do. You sit on the eagle's back. And it starts rising up into the sky. You rise up high, above the roofs of the buildings, high up to where the other birds fly. High up above the clouds, and you feel safe and secure on the eagle's back, and you hear its wings rustle and fly, crossing the sky, crossing the clouds, and it's peaceful. You know, the eagle is bringing you home, and you trust that it will find its way. Now you feel how the eagle is moving down. It moves down, passing the clouds, down, passing the other birds. Down, down, until you touch the ground. You climb from the eagle's back and you thank it before it flies away. Now you are here, home. Feel your feet touching your native soil. Is it a street? Is it just earth and stones? Is it grass? Is it sand? Feel your native soil. And if you stand here feeling the soil under your feet, listen to the sounds. Your home has a unique song, filled with all the sounds you recognize from home. Is it a silent place? Do you only hear the animals and the winds, and maybe the trees? Or do you hear voices, other human beings? Do you hear cars, trains, airplanes? Listen to the sound of your home. And now, take a breath in with me. Smell the fragrances of your home. Do you remember this unique mix and blend of fragrances and smells of your home? Is it a pleasant one? Is it maybe also unpleasant sometimes? Does it smell of nature, of sea? Or does it smell of city, of cars, of dust, of flowers maybe? Does it smell of rain? Smell the fragrance of your home. And now you can start looking around you. Look at all the things you remember. Maybe you are in a small village. Maybe you are in a big city. Maybe you are in the middle of a forest, or in the mountains, in the desert. Maybe you are at the sea. Look around you and start walking down the street or path you're walking. Walk down past all those familiar things. And you know your way. You know perfectly well your way home. You are in front of your home now, the house you used to live in. You go inside. Look around. Remember. Go into the kitchen. Look, they have prepared all your favorite foods and drinks you used to eat back home. And go ahead, start to eat. Taste all those different foods and drinks. All the things you like to eat. You can have them now. And as you are eating, you realize that you are not alone. Here are your loved ones sitting with you, eating with you. Look at their faces. They welcome you. And now listen. Do they have to say something to you? Do you want to tell them something? Now's the time for it. Look at the faces of your loved ones. Feel loved. If they said something to you, keep this to your heart. Remember, it is time now to say goodbye. You hug them, you kiss them, and you leave again. leave your house. Walk your way back to where you came from. And before you finally leave, sit down on your native soil. Sit down and feel it under your feet and under your hands. If you want to, you can take a little bit of the earth or a stone and put it into your pocket. You can take this little piece of your home back with you. See, the eagle is coming back. See how it lands in front of you. You sit back on its back and let it take you away. Maybe you are a little sad now, but the flight of the eagle gives you peace. Peace as you rise up again into the sky, up into the clouds, and peace as the eagle flies along. Peace as you hear the rustle of its wings. Peace that it brings you back to the place where your body sits now. Feel how your body sits in the place you are now. Start to move your toes a little bit. Start to move your fingers, your shoulders. Maybe you roll your head a little. And in your own time, you can open your eyes. You are now back. But remember, you have taken some of your homeland soil with you. It is in your pocket. It is there to remind you that your soul can always return to your home, no matter where you are. Your home is not only a physical place. It also lives in your heart. And before I end this ritual, I want to sing a song for you. It is a wonderful song for the Lady of Avalon by the singer Heloise Pilkington. And it helps me when I feel this longing for home. So I hope that it also may help you. Maiden lover, mother crone, Lady of Avalon, carry me home. Maiden lover, mother crone, Lady of Avalon, carry me home. Maiden lover, mother crone, Lady of Avalon, carry me home. Carry me on your waves of love, carry me on your waves. Carry me as I call to you, carry me as I sing. Carry me to your loving heart, hold me in your embrace. Carry me, home. Lady, show me your face. Maiden lover, mother crone, Lady of Avalon, carry me home. Maiden lover, mother crone, Lady of Avalon, carry me home. Carry me on your waves of love, carry me through the mist. Sisters, sisters, Morgan crows, fly me to your bliss. Circling round your saint. secret, now I touch your stars. Carry me, home to your loving heart. Maiden, lover, mother, crone, lady of Avalon, carry me home. Maiden, lover, mother, crone, lady of Avalon, carry me home. Carry me as I'm faltering at the dark of your moon. Carry me as I'm falling, hold me in your womb. Carry me as my aching heart filled with longing breaks. Carry me home. Lady, show me your face. Maiden, lover, mother, crone, lady of Avalon, carry me home. Maiden, lover, mother, crone, lady of Avalon, carry me home. May you be in peace. May you always remember the home in your heart. So mote it be. Blessed be.